This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 17th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. DPR launches SPM panel. CPUC overhaul stalls. Climate funding fight delayed. And screwworm projects funded. The Department of Pesticide Regulations' new Sustainable Pest Management Advisory Committee kicked off its inaugural meeting this week. Its first challenge is defining what SPM means for farmers, pest control advisors, and the broader public. The committee will meet quarterly over the next 3 years and advise the department on practical implementation of the state's SPM roadmap. The debates will focus on metrics, supply chain and procurement strategies, urban pesticide use data collection, pilot projects, planned templates, and incentives for grower adoption. Staff said DPR is moving out of the policy setting phase and into implementation, aided by 117 new positions authorized through AB 2113. That includes new staff focused on SPM pilots, advisory work, a cross-agency working group, and a more robust urban pesticide use reporting system. Several committee members pressed DPR to clarify how SPM differs from long-standing IPM practices. Michael Milano, a San Diego County cut flower grower, said many farmers already view SPM as just IPM under a new name and need clear, science-based goals. Others urged DPR to emphasize market incentives, verification systems, and practical tools, while growers warned that additional California requirements could widen the competitive gap with out-of-state and imported produce. Learn how the state's pesticide prevention system is under the strain of the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes later this morning. A proposed overhaul of California's utility regulator has stalled after raising new concerns for rural communities that still depend on landlines for reliable emergency communications. ACA 9 by Assemblymember Tasha Bohr of Encinitas was held in the Senate after easily clearing the Assembly. The constitutional amendment would have expanded the California Public Utilities Commission from 5 to 9 members, shifted some appointment power from the governor to legislative leaders, and required the commission to consider affordability when setting utility rates. But the measure also would have significantly limited CPUC jurisdiction over telecommunications, including the transition from traditional landlines to newer technologies. The California Farm Bureau warned of the proposal's potential impacts on rural connectivity and access to reliable, affordable communications infrastructure. The issue comes as AT&T continues to pursue changes to its carrier of last resort obligations, which require basic phone service in areas where no other provider is available. Those efforts still depend upon further FCC actions. AT&T is also litigating the scope of CPUC telecom authority. The measure's collapse leaves lawmakers to revisit CPUC affordability reforms and rural telecom oversight separately. California lawmakers approved a $356 billion budget plan on Monday, meeting their constitutional deadline while leaving major pieces of the deal to be worked out with Governor Gavin Newsom before the new fiscal year begins July 1. The two-party agreement from Democratic legislative leaders largely seeks to avoid or delay some of Newsom's proposed cuts to health care, safety net programs, schools, and homelessness funding. Assembly Budget Chair Jesse Gabriel framed the plan as a balance between, quote, compassion and fiscal responsibility, while Senate Budget Chair John Laird said lawmakers are trying to stretch available dollars, quote, as far as we can in hopes of avoiding deeper cuts. The climate spending fight is far from settled. The budget bill funds Cal Fire through the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund while leaving several other GGRF and Proposition 4 climate bond decisions for later negotiations. Senator Catherine Blakespear of Vincennes pressed the issue during the Senate Budget Committee hearing, saying GGRF will allocations should be renegotiated and reopened so that important programs are not zeroed out. The delay keeps climate, wildfire, and resilience advocates waiting for the next round of budget talks. Trailer bills expected to settle many of the details. The Agriculture Department is putting $105 million into 40 research projects aimed at better equipping the U.S. to combat the spread of New World screwworm, the agency says. The projects are being funded as a part of a New World screwworm grand challenge. USDA wants to advance improvements in monitoring for wildfires, treating infected animals, and producing more sterile flies, that according to a press release. Projects range from new traps and insecticides for combating the pest to technologies like drones that would help to better monitor its spread, according to a project list. U.S. International Trade Commission plans to conduct full reviews of countervailing duty orders the U.S. has placed 5 years ago on phosphate fertilizers from Morocco and Russia, that according to a Federal Register notice out today. The duties were first imposed in 2021 following a petition from the Mosaic Company, which argued subsidies gave fertilizer from both the nations an unfair edge in the U.S. market. 32 Republican House members asked USITC in March to revoke the Morocco duty, citing high costs farmers were facing amid conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. Here's today's final word. We need to be careful we don't put ourselves in a box where we don't allow science to science. That Michael Milano of San Diego County cut flower grower cautioning his fellow pest management advisors against settling on predetermined solutions such as eliminating key pesticide products. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 17th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Dallin.